We've heard the cliche that it's important to have a good roof over your head. In this county, the good roof applies to far more than where you live. The roof could actually be an important part of your daily commute. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Park County, Indiana is in the west central part of the state, along the Illinois state line. In the mid-1800s, settlers began to build roads to get from one point to another. And in this county, the routes required lots of bridges.
That's due to the lay of the land. There's a lot of streams and a lot of tributaries that they had to cross. So as a result of that, the covered bridges sort of came into play, I guess, at that time.
Jerry Newland says the county decided to construct covered bridges for one main reason.
Covered bridges is for the restoration of the bridge itself. This is a protectant for the woods that they're constructed out of. There's a lot of different concepts that goes with it, but mainly it's just for the preservation of the wood and the structure.
While covered bridges were once very common in many parts of the country, Park County always had many of those structures.
Park County was known to have had 52 and a half covered bridges, and the half one was the one that extended from Park County over to Vermilion County that crossed the Wabash River.
But what is perhaps most amazing about Park County's covered bridges is what did not happen here. While most covered bridges slowly disappeared from the countryside, Park County maintained theirs. And of those 52 and a half bridges, well over half remain today.
We have 31 covered bridges that are still in use. We have 10 bridges that are still existing, but they're bypassed. They're no longer available for transit, but we use 31 of them yet today.
And of those 31 bridges, 21 are still in everyday use, functioning as part of the roads that still get vehicles from one place to the other. It gives this county quite a title.
That claim to fame is the covered bridge capital of the world. We have more covered bridges than any other county within the United States.
The old bridges are quite impressive, and the fact you can still drive across many of them is remarkable as well. It takes a lot of work to keep up this living history. I'll share more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Park County, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.